Much of Ukraine is in the dark. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. After another Russian bombardment on Ukraine's infrastructure, knocking out power and water service in many areas, Ukrainian Parliament member Kira Rudik tells Fox.
European Parliament has acknowledged Russia state sponsor of terrorism. And right 30 minutes after that, there were 70 missiles going onto our cities, onto the energy infrastructure, onto the residential building, when Russia was confirming that they are indeed terrorists.
About 50 of those Russian missiles were shot down. The others hit. At least 10 people were killed. There was a vigil last night in Chesapeake, Virginia, for the 6 people murdered at a Walmart late Tuesday night.
It's just senseless. I don't understand why people can't just talk your problems out. If you have an issue, talk it out. That's the best communication tool you got.
It was a store manager who opened fire in the break room without saying anything, killing 6 co-workers, wounding 6 more. He shot and killed himself before police arrived. The accused gunman in the Colorado Springs nightclub shooting appeared in court via video. Anderson Aldrich was in a wheelchair and had bruises on his face. He was injured when club-goers fought back and stopped his rampage that ended with 5 people dead and 19 injured.
The suspect is facing 5 counts of first-degree murder and 5 counts of what's essentially a hate crime in Colorado. But those are just the preliminary charges. Investigators, meanwhile, are still trying to pin down a motive for the shooting.
Fox's Garrett Tenney. It's down to 2 House races still undecided after Democrat Mary Peltola was reelected in Alaska, beating Republican Sarah Palin. Republicans have won 220 seats, so we'll take control with a slim House majority in the next Congress. In New York City, people are already starting to line the route for this morning's Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Fox meteorologist Adam Klotz is outside where it begins.
I think when this thing starts, right around 40 degrees and sunny, and by lunchtime, mid-50s and sunny, beautiful weather here for the parade.
America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Now, today does mark 9 months since Russia started invading Ukraine. The U.S. has been helping arm the Ukrainians to fight back, and another $400 million worth of military equipment's being sent.
This batch of gear will include more HIMARS, machine guns, munitions, and generators, and is coming from authorization of a presidential drawdown of security assistance, this administration's 26th drawdown of equipment from DOD inventories for Ukraine since last August. Separately, the White House is asking for Congress to approve a $37 billion aid package, much of it for Ukraine. And this week, Deputy Pentagon Press Secretary Sabrina Singh was asked how much of it would go to refill our own stockpiles.
I would not be able to tell you how much of that $21.7 billion is going back to replenishment. I just wouldn't be able to do that from here.
Ukraine's recent successful counteroffensives have pushed Russian forces out of key areas like Kherson. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
More Americans will be traveling this morning for Thanksgiving. Among the more than 54 million of us expected to go somewhere during this holiday week, most are driving. And while they're paying the highest gas prices on record at Thanksgiving, around $3.58 per gallon for regular, AAA's national average has dropped 14 cents in the past week. Millions more are taking flight. And while it was busy yesterday, Fox Business Network's Hillary Vaughn reports.
The longest wait times we've seen at major airports, just over half an hour. Airlines also say they're staffed up to meet the demand and prepared. Airlines for America, which represents the major airlines, saying, quote, carriers have made significant changes to improve operations, including proactively adjusting schedules and hiring aggressively. U.S. airlines now have more employees on board than pre-pandemic. But this Thanksgiving, travelers are not getting a vacation from inflation. This year, here, Americans are paying on average almost $100 more per ticket than they did last year.
On Wall Street, it'll be quiet. No trading on Thanksgiving. And then tomorrow, it'll only be a half day, coming off the gains ahead of the holiday yesterday. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.